Hey guys, how are you doing? How was your day? Mine was great. Thanks for asking. So let's start off with our little song. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokin, Min Yoongmi, Jung Hoseok, Park Jimin, Kim Taejong, Jung Jungkook, BTS. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokin, Min Yoongmi, Jung Hoseok, Park Jimin, Kim Taejong, Jung Jungkook, BTS. In this episode, we are talking about how I personally would tell them apart, and I don't know if that would help you, and I hope it does. Let's start off with Kim Namjoon, Rap Monster, or aka RM. He is the tallest out of them all. He is, like, when they're standing side by side in the picture, he's the tallest out of them all. His face, like, you could immediately tell it's him when you first see him. He's the ones that most beginners automatically notice the difference of, and that's, like, mostly for most people, the one that they could mostly see, like, that they notice, oh hey, it's RM. He has dimples, like, that really show out of all of them. Yes, and a tip, do not ever try to tell the difference between the members by their hair color, because they're always changing their hair color. Next, let's talk about Park Jimin. Park Jimin, to me, when I first saw it, please don't take this seriously. When I first saw BTS, I did not like Park Jimin because to me, I thought he was ugly or a little less attractive than the rest. And that, the fact was because of his eyebrows. They're not really bushy, they're not really thick, but they stand out more than everybody else's. They, like, look more filled in, I would say. I don't know. But, like, they stand out more. And then, yeah, that's literally how you see Jimin, Park Jimin. And then, bouncing off of that, we would look at Kim Seokin, Jin. He has slightly less popping out eyebrows than Jimin, which is how I see, oh, hey, his eyebrows are not that popping out. That's Jin. I know that. He has, like, to me, the face of Jung Jungkook, but his eyebrows are what tell them to apart. And, like, his nose is a little bit, like, more narrower. I don't know if I said it right. And then you would look at Min Yoongmi, my personal bias, Suga. He has, like, a more rounder face, and his eyes are more spread apart. That's basically literally what you need to see the difference between him and the rest of them. His face is, like, more rounder, his eyes are more spread apart, and his face to me looks a little bit, like, flat. It's, like, not really flat as in, like, a mean way, but compared to the rest of them, yeah. And then you look at Jung Hoseok, J-Hope. His cheekbones, like, he has really high cheekbones, and when he smiles, you really, really notice that. He smiles, his eyes, like, curve. When he smiles, his eyes curve, and then his cheekbones get higher, and, yeah. And when he's laughing, he likes to clap his hands while he's laughing. You can see that in one of the BT, and a lot of the BT21, creating of the BT21 episodes. Let's now go to Kim Taejong, V. He has the smallest head shape, I would say, out of the rest of them. Out of the whole group, he has the smallest head shape, which is, and then his, he has, like, a point at the end. It's not, like, really a point, it's not a sharp point, it's not anything. It's just, like, an angle coming down. And his head is, like, the smallest one. To reassure, I'm not saying anything of these in a rude or mean way. I'm just, like, saying that's what helps me tell them apart. And Jung Jungkook, also known as Jungkook by his stage name, is the youngest. You could tell that he's the youngest. He looks like Jin, but with, like, a more rounded head, like a rounded head shape with less popping out eyebrows. That's how you tell, and that's how you tell the members apart. And if, for those of you wondering, BTS actually stands for Bangtan Boys, but some people actually say is behind the scenes, which means that they are moving forward, chasing their dreams instead of settling for reality. And the design language shows army meetings, meeting BTS at the doors. But the actual name is Bangtan Boys, because that's what it actually says on their picture of Prejudice thing. And some people actually say that BTS also stands for Bangtan Sonyeondan. Sorry, I pronounced it wrong. Sonyeondan. Bangtan Sonyeondan. Yeah. So that's like what people like think that stands for, but it actually just stands for Bangtan Boys. And one final thing, to me, this is how my journey begins, because I know a lot of the time people have a hard time choosing their bias. At first, mine was Kim Namjoon, and then it went to Jung Ho Seok, and then it went to Min Young Ni. In other words, RM, then J-Hope, then Suga, which is now my personal and always will be bias. And next episode, we're going to talk about BT21, so stay tuned. Bye!